All right, welcome back. Hobbo and Frank and Darren in the studio. Just real quick, we do apologize to the listeners for some of the technical difficulties we've had tonight. It's certainly something we're going to address with the station and do everything we can to make sure it does not happen again. In the meantime, we've got Darren with the Olympic Report.
Thanks, Hobbo. The number 16 baseball team lost to number 2 Louisville 4-3 Sunday afternoon yesterday after a great weekend of baseball at Davenport, but they dropped the finale of the three-game series. The Cardinals scored 2 runs in the 8th inning to claim the series 2-1. Adam Haseley was on the mound for the Hoos, pitched 7 strong innings, allowed 2 earned runs, 5 hits, and 2 walks while striking out 5. Virginia remains home for 5 games over the next 7 days, beginning at 5 p.m. tomorrow against the red-hot Old Dominion squad that's coming in to Charlottesville 22-6. UVA plays George Washington 5 p.m. Wednesday, and the ACC contest over the weekend will be against Pittsburgh. And Frank, we had 5,000 people at Robins Stadium over on the U of R campus. UVA freshman long pole Jared Connor scored the game-winning goal for the lacrosse team with 55 seconds left to lift the number 16 Cavaliers past the number 12 Spiders last Saturday, 8-7. It was UVA's 7th one-goal game of the season and 4th in a row.
So, reliable source, former UVA goalie Dave Deck reported on this game to me over the weekend. He called it a very rugged defensive game. Everything was lined up for Richmond. They controlled the tempo. They dominated at the X. And Benny Pugh in goal was terrific. He went to Woodbury Forest School. He's from the Richmond area. However, Richmond lacks offensive weapons, and that's where Virginia has some talent there. And, you know, Richmond just couldn't hurt UVA on the extra man situations. And that was – they were in extra man – almost the entire first quarter. Anyhow, the Wahoos were able to survive that period. Virginia played excellent defense all day. And really, the LeClaire Ryan player of the game and the weekend for the Cavaliers was Griffin Thompson, starting only his 3rd game. He had 12 saves, and what a game to do it in front of 5,000 fans. And
well, that's a really big win.
That's a big win.
Over a good Richmond team, ranked Richmond team, and now they come home to play Cleveland State tomorrow, and then the big game on Sunday night against North Carolina at Klöckner Stadium.
And that's a game Virginia should win. Carolina's 5-5 this year.
Got beat by Duke last night.
Yeah, and after getting up early, and then they blew the lead. So
and both of those games this week are at 7 p.m. at Klöckner.
Anyhow, the players to keep your eye on are Dox Aitken, Zed Williams, and Conrad. Conrad's a player. The whole D played very well against Richmond, and I think that bodes well as Virginia heads down the stretch here.
It's good to get a one gold win because they've lost, 4 games? I think all 4 losses are by one goal.
One goal.
2 of them in overtime.
Yeah.
So.
And, you know, hey, hats off to Benny Pugh, though, in goal for the Spiders. He's the real deal, and he may be the best goalie in the country. Anyhow, exciting things ahead for UVA lacrosse, and I think Lars Tiffany is doing a great job. Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Darren.
Yeah, just a couple of other things we ought to mention. We had Coach Boland on, the number 3 men's tennis team picked up a 7-0 victory over Clemson yesterday in Charlottesville. The Cavaliers picked up the doubles point and won all 6 single matches in straight sets. Virginia has swept 4 of its 6 ACC opponents this season. Victory comes after the Wahoos fell 5-2 last Friday at Wake. You heard Coach mention that. We were under the weather. That was the Cavaliers' first and only defeat of the season. We've got Virginia Tech on Friday and UNC on Sunday. And it seems like the Wahoos know how to toss the shot put. At the 90th Clyde Littlefield Texas Relays in Austin this weekend, the number 6 men's track and field team was well represented by sophomore Ogunakpo Efokoro. He threw a personal best of 19.63 meters to win the shot put.
And that's like 65 feet.
64.5.
Sounds close.
Yep. And on the women's side, UVA's Christine Bohan led the shot put event from the start, topping each of her throws each round. She would reach a mark of 16.02 meters. You know what that one is?
No.
52.6.
Which is still remarkable.
remarkable. She also captured first place. And finally, last Tuesday, the league announced that senior George DiCamillo was named ACC Wrestler of the Year.
Yep.
And freshman Jack Mueller was named ACC Freshman Wrestler of the Year. DiCamillo is the only Virginia wrestler to receive this honor.
And he joins two other Wahoos who reached the finals, Steve Garland,
yep.
the coach.
Correct.
And also Henry Jordan, the former Green Bay Packer.
1956.
Yep. And let me tell you something. That's pretty exclusive company right there. But Jack Mueller is quite a get. He's a terrific wrestler.
And, out of Dallas, Texas.
And let me tell you, the Dallas wrestling community has sent me emails and texts and tweets and everything else letting me know all about it. So congratulations to those fans. Want to do a quick shout out concerning tennis. The ACC championships are coming up on April 26th through the 28th down in Rome, Georgia, which is an interesting place to have the.
There's not an ACC school there.
Yeah, that's pretty odd. But the good news is, and this is something that was just voted on this past week. The ACC athletic directors and presidents apparently voted this past week.
Championships that, can come back to North Carolina.
Yes, yes, that's exactly right.
They've resolved the bathroom bill. A
yes.
little compromise down there in the North Carolina legislature, which is good because I'm looking forward to going back to North Carolina for the ACC tournament in 2019 and 2020.
Anyhow, the last home matches for Brian Bolin and his tennis team are coming up this week. Virginia Tech on Friday. North Carolina, I think, on Sunday, and then midweek, Georgia Tech. And then Virginia's on the road at BC, Miami, and Florida State. So, you know, make plans to go up there and see Brian and wish him well.
Support the program. We should do a little housekeeping since this is our last regular Monday night show, but we are going to do some bonus shows as the spring unfolds.
Yes, we hope to do it in April and May. We're looking into this with the studio. April 27th, possibly,
May 18th,
or May 18th.
Maybe even June the 5th.
And maybe June the 5th.
So the key there is we'll do some promos on air. You got the newsletter.
Facebook.
Facebook, several ways to figure out when exactly we will be doing some of our spring bonus shows.
So stay in touch with us. All right. How about tonight's big game, quick?
I want Carolina to win. I think it's going to be a heck of a basketball game. It's going to come down to the final minute, but I think the Zags might have a little bit of an advantage, largely because Joel Berry is not 100%. Carolina obviously has really dominated people because of their bigs. Gonzaga can counter that, so I think it'll be a heck of a final game.
So the pressure is on Theo Pinson
right.
and Nate Britt. Those two young men for Carolina
have got to
really step up.
Step up, and certainly the Jackson kid's going to have to make some shots from the perimeter.
Yes, there'll be a lot of pressure on him. But Kennedy Meeks is more agile than Karnowski.
He is, but Karnowski is big.
And Isaiah Hicks, I've been saying all year, Isaiah Hicks is going to break through. He's going to break through. He's going to be a force.
As we said earlier, with Clemson winning the football title, it would be great for the ACC
for
Carolina
ACC.
To win the National Basketball Championship.
Absolutely. Go Hoos. And tonight, we're going to cheer for the Tar Heels.
Absolutely. Thanks for listening all year. And as Frank said, go Hoos.